Okay, so I wanted to discuss with you today is a historical question that has a lot of halachic implications. Obviously, it's relevant for this year. This year, as we know, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and we know that the Gemara tells me in a number of places that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow a shofar. It's called Gezeirah DeRabbah. The concern is that you might come to carry the shofar, Dal HaAmas and Rosh HaRabim, and therefore the Chachamim say, don't blow shofar, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's actually interesting. One of my friends is like a rabbi in an out-of-town community, and he told me the last time Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, so the local Reform rabbi showed up in his shul on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because how can you have a Rosh Hashanah without tikiyas shofar? It's a little bit interesting that the Reform shul, which only keeps one day of Rosh Hashanah, they're also not going to blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. It's a gezeira that you might come to carry. These people, right, they're unfortunately nebuch, right? They are driving to shul on Shabbos. They're doing all of the malachos, etc., but they're not going to blow shofar. Like, the whole thing is a little bit strange. But be as it may, there's a gezeira derabba that we don't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Nonetheless, the Mishnah on Chavtesa Mabez teaches me that there are two exceptions, that we blow shofar b'mikdash, but not b'medina. We blow shofar in the mikdash, and we also blow shofar kol makom sheyesh on bezdin. Based on this Mishnah, there is a great Goyin, a colorful, interesting figure of Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, and he decided that he's going to blow shofar, and Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. And he had two basic svaras. And he argued that when it comes to Mikdash, even though Rashi writes that Mikdash is only the Beis HaMikdash itself, and Rashi says the reason why we blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash itself is because Ein Shvus b'Mikdash, in the Mikdash, they don't have Dinim d'Rabbanan. Nonetheless, Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam writes in the Perush HaMishnah, and the Rambam might imply this in the Yad as well. The Rambam writes that Mikdash includes all of Yerushalayim. So according to the Rambam, you would blow shofar in Yerushalayim, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Nosaf al kach, this din that you blow shofar whenever there's a bezdin, so we have to question, what exactly does bezdin mean? Some say it means a bezdin of 71. Some say it means a bezdin of 23. The Russian Rosh Hashanah quotes from Rashi, that means a bezdin of 23. Others say that any bezdin of 3 is sufficient. The Rambam sounds like you need smuchim. You need to have people have a Mesorah that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it happens. I don't have smicha. No, I'm a fake. Or Rabbanim and Yeshiva are fake. They give you a klaf, but that doesn't mean you have the authentic, genuine smicha. It just means that you have a heter hara, that you're allowed to paskin the shaila, that your rebbeim felt that you're competent, that you know enough information that you're capable of paskining a shaila. So there's a question: what exactly does bezdin mean? Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger said, "Listen, Yerushalayim might be a mikdash. I'll put together a bezdin." So I'm going to have both reasons, and I'll blow shofar. And he tried to set this up, but lemaisa, everything is very schwer, because the pashtus says we don't talk like the Rambam about Yerushalayim. The pashtus says even if you hold that a bezdin requires only 3, let's say, and even if you hold for other reason you don't need smicha, but still it has to be, the Ran has this, that it has to be, it's like a sitting bezdin. Today, right, where do you have a sitting bezdin? Where is in the community that can show up and the bezdin is there the whole time? But that doesn't happen. We put together an ad hoc bezdin, like by Ataras Nedarim, even for Din Torah, right? We put together an ad hoc bezdin. So it could be that we have today does not count as a bezdin at all for this inyan. So nonetheless, Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, 1881, 1882, he decided he's going to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, and he put together a group of people who's going to be his bezdin. But it turned out that as things played out, many of the members of his bezdin withdrew. He didn't really have a bezdin. Nonetheless, he's going to blow the shofar Rosh Hashanah Shabbos based on some other calculations that he had, which is that the Chachamim can't really uproot a din d'oraisa entirely. Etc., especially in the case where the Torah says Yom Teruah Yelachem. The Taz has a famous comment in three places. Yerodei Kufiyut Zayin Choshmish Betzim Beis Arachayim Tov Kuf Pehei. The Taz says that the Chachamim can't completely eradicate a mitzvah, right? So maybe they're not eradicating the mitzvah if you have Mikdash. They're not eradicating the mitzvah entirely if you have a bezdin. But let's say you don't have mikdash. Therefore, you don't have bezdin. Especially today, we don't really have a rishus harabim. That's why it says in Siman Shin Gimel that people don't scream at their wives. We say mutter shu shogin vayu mezidin, to wear jewelry on Shabbos. Because we assume we don't have Rishas HaRabim B'sman HaZeh. Even the Mechaber, who takes the more narrow definition of Rishas HaRabim, right, and he says anything of 16 Amis, the Mechaber also says Malam Mitzchos on, right, Mr. Shoshogin, who comes to wearing the jewelry. So, I'm giving Yosef Schlesinger, push comes to shove, he's going to blow shofar. Then the question comes up among the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim, should they go and try to hear him blow shofar, and Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Do you say that they are going to get in the mitzvah nonetheless? Listen, I have no chiyuv, right? So I'm not supposed to do it, but he's doing it. He's my Shabbos guy. Give Yosef Schlesinger as my Shabbos guy. So he's going to blow shofar, and I'm going to go, and I'll hear him, and I'll get in the mitzvah. So Shmuel Salanter is throwing Yerushalayim. He told some people, confidants of him, that, you know what, he would go hide behind the wall to hear Tekiyah Shofar. This is a further question. Do I assume that when the Chachomim say not to do something, so does that completely eradicate the mitzvah d'oraisa? Let me give you a few examples. Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Gimel. This is Machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel. If I have my Sukkah and I have a table outside of the Sukkah, am I worried? Shami Yimashi Achar Shulchano. Beishamai is Machmir. Beis Hillel is Meko. This is one of the six cases Rabbi Amram Goyen says that we pass like Beishamai, not Beis Hillel. So we assume that you should not sit in the Sukkah. If I sit in the Sukkah, do I get the mitzvah? Did the Chacham completely eradicate the mitzvah of Sukkah? So Taisus writes in the Daf Gimel and Sukkah that, you know what, you don't even get the mitzvah on the level of Daraisa, so the Chacham completely eradicate it. However, the Ran writes that no, they don't have the ability to eradicate the mitzvah. The Ran writes in the context of, like, we have in Pesach. We all know this. We said the Seder. Koshal Mashoshal Dvar Meil Pesach Lo Yotzi Yidei Chovah. So Pesach Ma'atzel Morer. The Ran says that means you're not Yotzi Chovah as a mitzvah in a Mufchar. But of course, the Chachamim aren't saying that you don't get the mitzvah at all. We have Rabbi Yonah at the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Rabbi Yonah says that, you know, technically speaking, you could say Kriya Shema Sha'arvis all night, but Chomim made a Gezerah only say to Chatzos. Rabbi Yonah says that you don't get the mitzvah if you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. It happens that not 100% clear Rabbi Yonah is saying this. He seems to have two opinions. Moreover, it could be that Rabbi Yonah is only saying, if you ask me a Shiloh, should you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, I'll tell you not to say Kriya Shema. But that doesn't mean that if you say Kriya Shema, you don't get the mitzvah. There's a whole discussion Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has. You know, the Gemara Menaches has a Gezerah called Sadim Mitzitzis, that we don't put tzitzis on the linen garments, even though min ha'tayra asay is teichalos asay, and wool with pater linen, but there's a gezerah misham kala'ilo in the gezerah because people might put indigo on instead of genuine tchelas. So therefore, sadim betzitzis, they say, gezerah misham k'soswail, or whatever it is, they say that you don't put wool tzitzis on the linen garment. Let's say a person does that. Do I say that you're going to get malchus? Do I say that we're not going to say asay do chalos asay in that case? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the Kovetz HaAretz, has a discussion about this. This is all the larger question as to when the Chachamim say not to do something, are they completely eradicating the mitzvah? Now it happens that they seem to distinguish between the various cases. When Tosfos Daf Gimel and Sukkah says that when they say that you should not sit in the Sukkah, where the shulchan is betoch habayis, it could be over there. Those are two dinim in the realm of sukkah. You have a din of sukkah. You have a din that it's not a sukkah when the table's in the house. But maybe if you have a gezerah mishum something else, right? If you have a gezerah mishum carrying, if you have a gezerah mishum sadim etzitzis, shatnez, whatever it is, so maybe it's a gezerah mishum something else, then the Chachamim are not eradicating the mitzvah entirely. Rav Yonah Sintax points out that if you look in the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shgagas Halacha Yud, there's a rule that you have to bring a korban chatas if you do an avera mishogeg. However, let's say you think you're doing a mitzvah and then you end up doing what's a chiyuv chatas. So then in that situation, you don't bring a korban chatas. There are two babies to do a bris milah on. One is the proper day on Shabbos, other is not the proper day on Shabbos. And then, you know, you mix up the baby, you do the meal on the wrong baby since it's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. So in that case, you don't bring a korban chatas. Happens that the Rambam writes over there, Befeirish, Perek Beis of Shgagos Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes that if a person carries a shofar in Rishus HaRabim on Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos, so the person gets the mitzvah, and therefore it's Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, and therefore there's no korban chatos. It's called Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, meaning there still is a Kiyum Mitzvah in that case. So that case is exactly the same as Rabbi Kibbe Yilsir Schlesinger's case, right? There's no difference between Sukkah and Lulav. In both cases, Gemara has a Gezeirah D'Rabbah, and you see from that Rabbah and Perek Beis Shkagas Halacha Yud that there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So Rabbi Shmuel Salant wanted to do to hide behind the wall to get the tekiyas to hear them. He didn't want to be in public because people would think then he's authorizing, he's approving what Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger is doing. No, he wasn't approving it, but he's going to hide to get in the mitzvah because l'maisa, you would get in the mitzvah in that case. That's what emerges from that Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shkagos Halacha Yud. Have a great day.